Texte numéro 48. Japan faced crisis worse than Chernobyl. Japan's Prime Minister has said that at the height of the nuclear crisis, he feared the country would collapse, and revealed that TEPCO had considered ditching the Fukushima Daiichi power plant after it was hit by the 11th of March tsunami. In candid newspaper interviews, Naoko Kan, who resigned this month, said that at one point he believed the disaster could become many times worse than Chernobyl. It was really a spine-chilling thought, he told the Tokyo Shinbun, adding that he foresaw a situation in which greater Tokyo's 30 million people would have to be evacuated, a move that would compromise the very existence of the Japanese nation. In the first week of the crisis, TEPCO played down speculations that fuel rods had melted after the earthquake and tsunami crippled the reactor's cooling systems. The power was totally lost and there was no cooling capacity, Kan said. I knew what that meant and I thought, this is going to be a disaster. His unease grew when his trade minister, Banri Kaeda, told him TEPCO was considering pulling its staff out of the plant and leaving it to its fate. If that had happened, Tokyo would be deserted by now. It was a critical moment for Japan's survival. It could have led to leaks of dozens of times more radiation than Chernobyl. Japan last Sunday marked 6 months since the quake and the tsunami that devastated its northeast coast. Only 4 of the 20 communities worst affected have completed draft reconstruction plans. Despite progress in rehousing an estimated 400,000 displaced people and clearing debris, many survivors say they face a bleak future. According to a survey by public broadcaster NHK, 158,000 people lost their jobs in the hardest hit prefectures of Iwate, Miyagi, and Fukushima. Half of those surveyed said they had no prospect of finding work or would lose their incomes within a year. Yoshiki Noda, Japan's 7th Prime Minister in 5 years, is dealing with the first crisis of his administration after the resignation of his trade minister, Yoshio Hachiro, who described the area near Fukushima Daiichi as towns of death. His fate was sealed after reports that he had pretended to rub his sleeves against a journalist while joking that he might be contaminated with radiation. Noda said, I apologize deeply to the people of Fukushima who have had their feelings badly hurt. Last month, the government warned that dangerously high radiation could make areas near the plant unfit for human habitation for years. Thousands demonstrated against nuclear power in Tokyo and other cities last Sunday. In one protest, 2,500 people marched past the headquarters of Fukushima Daiichi's operator, Tokyo Electric Power. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, September 2011.